Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Take control of your energy use with the free MyMTE app. You can track your usage, pay your bill, report outages anytime. That's with the MyMTE app. We're talking now to Jennifer Sanchez with Steered Straight 2 Furniture and Thrift. And they're out on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Good morning.
Good morning. Good. How are you?
I'm good. So you and I, between the last time that we've had a chance to talk here, you text or emailed me. I can't remember now. But either way, it was about a big sale you had. How'd that go?
Oh, yeah. It went really well. We do have a few left over. So I do have some dollar racks right now. So I've got, I still have a little bit of leftover summer clothes, and everything on there's a buck. Right now, and probably just for a couple of more days, the kids' clothes, the kids' summer clothes are all 50 cents.
Oh.
But we are making that changeover for the fall. So like all of our women's tops is now fall. We've got out some new jeans. Men's clothing has been switched over to fall. And then sometime later this week, we'll be switching over kid to fall. So probably just today and tomorrow, the kids' clothes will still be about 50 cents. And then that'll be changing over to fall. So this week, last week and this week has been our changeover for fall stuff. So it went well, but we do have a few dollar racks left. Okay. And 50 cents.
So we're talking like shorts, short sleeve shirts, mm-hmm. that kind of thing for
yes.
summer. So
yes.
you're getting rid of moving from summer to fall.
Yeah.
Where we're talking what, sweaters and sweatshirts and
jackets. So right now we're actually working on getting all of our jackets out. We do have some lighter jackets out at the moment because we already took care of all of our swim stuff. The swim stuff went bye-bye.
Mm.
But so we do have some lighter jackets out right now. But right now we are, as we're putting shorts on the dollar rack, we're clearing that out. And then we're going to start putting heavier jackets and coats on that.
It's crazy.
I know. It's going to be 90 tomorrow.
But it doesn't seem like we're close to fall, but you know,
in the morning it does though.
I know.
The morning is cold.
I know. But it's like summer just went by too fast.
It does.
Almost.
Oh, it always does. Yeah. I know. I'm like, oh goodness.
But so fall, that's really kind of your Super Bowl time, isn't it? The fall.
It is. Because I've already got phone calls on Halloween. So I'm letting everybody know. Fall and Halloween, it is coming. It's starting next week. So starting Wednesday, because we'll need a whole day to clear out. Because like I say, I clear out a complete room.
Mm-hmm.
So our vintage room will be completely cleared out, boxed up. It'll be sent to our sister store in McMinnville. So they get items. And then that'll turn into Halloween. So it gives it, we need at least a day to set it. So by like Thursday, Friday, fall Halloween, here
gotcha.
We go. And then we'll have costumes and stuff like that coming out next week. So I need just one more week and we'll have a fall explosion and Halloween explosion going on in our store. And then by next week, all of the clothes will be switched over to fall. There won't be a lick of summer left. Maybe a little bit left on a dollar rack, but not by too much, I'm sure. Because that dollar rack is going fast.
Oh,
I mean,
I bet.
People walk right up to it and it pick. So it's going really quick on us. And then, yeah. So we have a really fun, we're excited about a theme that we're going to work on tonight. So we're having a cowboy theme. We've been hoarding all of our cowboy boots, cowboy hats, anything that screams, I'm a cowboy, I'm a cowgirl. We've been hoarding that all summer long. So we're actually going to get that set up tonight. So that's going to look really cool. So we're going to have a nice theme up front of cowboy, cowgirl.
Okay.
But yes, fall is there. It's there. It's coming. I've got still leftover remnants of summer, but come next week, we're hit the door running. And then, so Halloween will all be set and out by next weekend. And then just a couple weeks after that, it'll be Christmas.
Oh, really? Gosh.
I know.
I don't know that I'm ready for Christmas.
I'm not ready for Christmas. But in the store world, you have to be.
Yeah.
So everybody likes to buy things early. So
will we see Halloween and Christmas out together, I'm sure?
Yeah, they will be. Yeah. Halloween will get there. We got to get that completely
first.
Nice and full and feeling really good about that. And then we'll do the next thing over with boutique. So our boutique room will get all marked down, packed up, and sent over to our sister store in McMinnville, of course. And then that'll turn into Christmas. So this weekend, this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, right now, backtracking a little bit, Vintage Room, all of Vintage will be 50% off, and we'll have that marked. We're going to mark that. So all those items will be 50% off because we need to clear out what we can, and then we'll pack up the rest. And then we'll do the same thing with Boutique, and that'll be just 4 or 5 weeks later. Wow. So I know. So Christmas and Halloween will be out at the exact same time. Okay. Yes.
So I ran across an article about thrifting. Mm-hmm. And that article mentioned that the best time for thrift stores is the fall and October, just because of people wanting to find their, you know, vintage costumes, things like that. Yeah. What do you see as your biggest months of the year, you think?
Always the turnovers. So when everyone's ready to like turn over to that next season. So right now, yes, absolutely. This is our biggest months coming up because it's also going into Christmas. And people, like you're thinking too, people want to find that really awesome gift. That's vintage, old, quirky, weird, whatever that might look like. So a lot of people look for that direction too for Christmas. So absolutely. But every time you hit the season, so like then once this kind of comes and gone, and then we're rolling into April, people are like, where's the summer stuff? Where's the swimwear? Where's the shorts? Where's the tank tops? I'm like, it's coming, it's coming. So it's really just every time I hit a season change, there, that is such a big difference. So like that's when we kind of really rock. So I would say like twice a year we really rock and roll for sure. And then we always love having like customer appreciation days. So we had one in July and that went fantastically well. And of course people are coming and they're like, when's the next one?
Of course, yeah.
There, so we will do another one in November. So yeah, we'll do that twice a year. So that's always fun and festive and just a lot going on for the customers too. So that's a good push, but definitely seasons. So it's it's the season change. So going into fall, big. Going into spring, big.
Okay. Do you see as much going into summer and going into winter too? Or because fall is kind of winterish, right? I mean,
yes,
same kind of clothing.
We pull it all out. We start off slow with the lighter long sleeve stuff and lighter jackets, but within a month, it'll be winter.
Gotcha.
It'll be heavy winter stuff.
And Christmas time.
Yeah, Christmas. Yeah.
It was this article was really interesting talking about the times of the year, and you wouldn't think maybe Christmas is such a huge time because people are buying new gifts, but they want to find something cool, something vintage, something, you know, in particular.
Yes.
And people will go thrifting for that, for a unique gift. It's more than just paying a high price for a gift. It's finding something special, and thrift shops were a good place for that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's where we really dote on our themes. So like us hoarding all this cowboy stuff right now, anybody who's into like that Western look. So like we've got prints and pictures and decor and cups and mugs and vests. Like when we really set themes, they sell out. We actually will have a theme in November on Harley Davidson.
Oh, really?
So we've been hoarding all of our Harley Davidson stuff, and that takes a whole year. For us to have like a good set theme for Harley, it takes us a whole year to hoard that. And we do. And that'll get set in November. And that's a really big one. So that's because people want to come in like, oh my gosh, so-and-so is going to love this. Oh my gosh. Yeah. So we really work on our themes a lot. And then our end caps are also decorated to like really showcase this is cool. Like whether it's my cool or one of my employees thinks it's cool or whatever that might look like. We've got a lot of end caps and a lot of different shelving that we'll decorate and get set forth and kind of put forth to capture that person's eye because we're like, oh, that's a cool piece. And it goes. Stuff like that goes.
Very interesting that the themes and that maybe some thrift stores just don't have the room to hold things back, but you do, I guess, because are
no,
you
I
no
don't.
Or you make the
no,
room
we make the room. I don't know how we don't have room. I think it's because it's a family-owned business in a sense.
Yeah.
I feel like because it is a non-for-profit, I'm not regulated by some big corporate head person who wants everything to be color coordinated and set a certain way, can only look a certain way and just get it on the shelf, you know, just get it on the shelf just to get it on the shelf.
Get it on the shelf and get it out.
Right? Yeah, just get on the shelf and get it out, where that's not our thoughts at all. It's like, we want that experience. And I hear that day after day. I have people, I'm so excited. I've had people just coming up and like, yeah, I'm from Georgia. This is one of our stops that we make. And I'm like, you came from Georgia?
Really?
Like, I'm so excited that we are now a stop. Like, how... like,
you're a thrifting destination.
I know. Like, I'm so proud of my team for that. I'm so proud of how we got the store that way. And I know it's not because it's just white, sterile. It's on a shelf. It's thrown there. It is what it is. We put our time and our work into it. Mm-hmm. And I've got a really great team that wants this store to succeed. And they decorate with fun. They love the themes. And I think that's really kind of our niche. Greenhouse is actually kind of that way too. I would agree with how they decorate too, is beautiful, and they've got really good decorators there also. I would say probably some of my inspiration came from that at some point. And then there's a thrift store in Knoxville also called Carm, and they will decorate sort of on this same, put forth the best item, put look at this, how we got this showed out for you.
Right.
And so I have seen that within different thrift stores, and I take that and I'm like, all right, how do we make this our own? And we do. We really do. And I'm super proud of my team, and they love decorating. Like, she's already excited to decorate the cowboy. Grace, my assistant manager, she's going to decorate the cowboy theme this afternoon. So she's excited about that. And just, yeah, I think because we're just a mom and pop thrift store, it's easy that way.
How do you decide and how far in advance do you decide? Because you said you've been collecting Harley stuff for a year.
Yeah.
I mean, do you do this a couple of times a year and kind of decide, or is it, well, we've seen some of this come in, that would be cool to do?
So yes, I'd say both. We know the count, we always get Western stuff, easy peasy. Mm-hmm. So we actually do that, we'll set that twice. So we'll set it this time, and then we'll set another time come spring. So, cause we get a lot of Western in, and then Harley, we did it last year where the girls were like, hey, we're getting a lot of Harley stuff all of a sudden. I was like, oh my gosh, let's set that aside. Let's hang on to it. And so we hung on to that for a good 7 months and set that in November. All of it was gone by day two. So this time around, we're like, okay, we'll hold on to all of it for a whole year, and hopefully we'll have a really good big set. But yes, to your answer. So like a bunch of stuffed frogs, glass frogs, plastic frogs, cement frogs. Like, somebody was like, I'm done with my frogs.
Yeah.
And we got all these frogs in. So what we did a set. We did a whole set on frogs. Beach theme is really easy. We get a lot of beach stuff. Yeah. The lighthouses, the seashells. So that's a really easy. That's actually the theme that's up there right now. It's been beach. It's been vacation. Well, it was kind of like a vacation. Like, mm-hmm. Let's go on vacation before the winter hits. So yes, if something comes in and there's like a lot of it all of a sudden, we're like, oh, here we go. We had a Paris theme. We had a couple of years ago when Barbie movie came out, we did a whole Barbie theme up front, made everything pink and vibrant.
That's cool.
So yeah, we kind of go with like what might be popular at that moment. What can we work with? Or if we get a bunch of stuff in of something all of a sudden, we're like, all right, let's do this. Yeah,
it's fun.
It is fun. It is fun. But no, we don't have room for it. we barely get through.
You use every square inch, right?
We do. Every inch.
Well,
every
at
inch.
Least you have, you know, you can send things to McMinnville now, too. So
I do. We do. And that's really good for them, too. They get tons of clothes there, but they don't really get a lot of stuff. And so we'll pack up the stuff that doesn't sell with us. Or like I just said, we have a beach theme right now. We're going to pack up all that beach theme. We're going to send it to them. Give it a second try over there. Hopefully it'll sell with them. So yeah,
and then they can store it or do what they want to with it, right?
Yeah, they do. They actually do well. So yeah. It's every time I send them boxes of stuff, I'll go in a couple weeks later, I'm like, where did it all go? I'm like, it's sold. I'm like, sweet, all right, we're gonna,
here's more, it's on the way.
Yeah. And I told them I've got so much fall and Halloween, I will share that wealth. So we are gonna do like three for us, one for you. So we're gonna get some fall stuff their direction, and I'll do the same thing with Christmas. I'll help fill up. There's store is very, very tiny. So it doesn't, I don't have to give much, but it does help fill up their shelves.
Well, and that helps the greater Steered Straight family of, you know, so that's awesome. So, well, where can we find Steered Straight 2 Furniture and Thrift?
It's at 1007 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, sort of on the corner of Middle Tennessee. We're about 3 to 4 minutes from MTSU. We used to be an AG's
sporting
goods store. Yep, there we go.
And the bread store was there.
The bread store was right next door. So yeah, we're just in this little bitty plaza and yeah, it's going good.
I finally remembered the name of the big shopping center across what it used to be called. It was called Mercury Plaza.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know if it still is or not since it's not Mercury Boulevard
anymore. It's not Mercury Boulevard, but the sign is still up.
Is it really? Well,
he hasn't changed it yet. Our landlord hasn't changed it yet. So, but I mean, you still see Steered Street, and then we have like a little convenience store next to us, and then we have an awning store on the other side. So you see all of our names, but it still says Mercury Plaza.
Nice. How about that? So, well, thanks for coming in, and gosh, we'll be right at Halloween time next time around.
It'd be crazy, but yeah, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Jennifer Sanchez joining here this morning from Steered Straight 2 Furniture and Thrift right here in Murfreesboro on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Have a great day, everybody.